This is the Rich Eisen Show.
I love this.
Rich Eisen is here.
The mojo's back.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
I told you my favorite words I get to say in this microphone.
The Rich Eisen Show.
This is what we're talking about.
Today's guests, host and creator of Roku's Honest Renovations, Jessica Alba, ESPN NBA insider Ramona Shelburne, director of FX's Dear Mama, Alan Hughes. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Yes. Can confirm. I'm back here in the host chair, the Rich Eisen Show, live from Los Angeles, California, back here on the Roku channel. Once again, 12 to 3 Eastern every single day on channel 210, and then we re-air as soon as we're done, and you can watch us live every single day here on the Roku channel. All Roku devices, it is free on select Samsung smart TVs. It is free on Amazon Fire TV. It is free on the Roku app, therokuchannel.com. We say hello to our terrestrial radio audience listening to us coast to coast, Sirius XM Odyssey, our podcast listeners on the Cumulus Podcast Network. Thrilled to have you here. Hit us with a subscription on the RSS feed. Also hit us with a follow on our YouTube stream. That's another backstop if you miss anything over the next 3 hours. I want to thank Dan Helly and Kirk Morrison for sitting in this chair while I was out there, out there in New York.
Handling business for
the Roku channel and Roku Media, Roku New Front in New York City.
And for us.
And for, well, yeah, I'm fortifying the castle, you know. it's kind of funny. Anybody who is wondering how in the world did Jessica Alba get, to meet Sauce Gardner?
Yeah.
Well, she was at the Knicks Heat game. Mm-hmm. And why was she at the Knicks Heat game? Well, she was in New York for, wait for it, the Roku New Front.
Hey.
Synergy.
Roku making things happen. Yeah. And so when she went viral on my flight home, notice that, because I get the Wi-Fi. Okay. And so
check out for a minute, bro. Okay. Like, enjoy your flight.
No, it's I get the Wi-Fi. I stay in touch. Thank you. Yeah, it doesn't matter. It doesn't mean that I could still check out. I could still check in. Yeah,
you don't have that.
No, you know, Chris, I just get on the Wi-Fi and put the bed into sleep mode. You know what I mean?
I feel you.
You know what I'm saying? Long story short is reached out. I'm seeing that she's trending because Sauce Gardner apparently. Did he shoot his shot at her?
He was doing some holla holla.
I don't know. Okay, so what's going on with Sauce Gardner and Aaron Rodgers and Jessica Alba? So Sauce Gardner, Aaron Rodgers, and Jessica Alba all walk into Madison Square Garden together. And so she's going to be our first guest today calling in because we can flex those muscles on the Roku channel. At any rate. And then Ramona Shelburne will be second up talking about the NBA playoffs. Alan Hughes, who is the director of Dear Mama, the documentary on Tupac Shakur and his mom that is airing on Fridays, the latest episode, episode 4 of the Dynamite 5-part docu-series airs tonight on FX and streams the next day on
Hulu,
which you can see right here on the Roku platform. So he's here, and Ramona Shelburne will be here talking about the NBA playoffs that appears to have reached the blowout phase of May. It's kind of like, you know, hey, you can get a new mattress at certain blowout days in May, you know? And so that's what we're in. The blowout days of May have arrived. It happens every NBA playoffs.
It does.
And we've reached the non-compete clause of the the NBA playoffs with the Warriors blowing the doors off the Lakers last night to even their series. And then the Celtics blowing the doors off of the Sixers to even that series, even though Joel Embiid returned, collected the MVP trophy, and Jason Tatum is shoving people around like, it's training camp for the Patriots.
Or terrible officiating.
Okay, there's that too. I mean, all right. Anyway, that series is all even at one apiece, right? Nuggets and Suns. This hasn't even been – this is not – at all been what everyone expected, which is Suns are going to get together. They're the super team of these playoffs. And Durant, even though he has been dynamite, and Booker and Paul and Ayton, they're going to show everybody how Fugazi the Nuggets are. And the Nuggets are like, we'll take your Fugazi and go to the Valley of the Sun up 2-0. The only series that is 2-0 is the Knicks and the Heat in the battle of attrition in front of Sauce Gardner and Jessica Alba. That series is all even at one apiece. So we've reached the blowout portion, but it's still a competitive series. You got three best of fives, actually.
Yep.
Three best of fives in which the teams that are battling out at one apiece, the road teams now have the home court advantage. Somebody who had the home court advantage is going to have to win one on the road in order to win those series. And the Nuggets and the Suns are kind of playing out chalk, even though nobody expected that. I had, by the way, I know I was out of the chair, and I know this is ancient history when things happen so quickly in the sports world. I had no problem with the Jordan Poole shot, and that's not a Michigan thing at all. The guy had been shooting the lights out.
Yeah, he was hot that night.
He was definitely, you know, needed to dial 9 for an outside line from the three-point line. He was that far away.
Yeah.
But he had the shot, and he took it, and they missed it. And I honestly, because I was at the Roku New Front as this was all going down, and I saw all the memes about Jordan Poole's shot, you know, and how the internet was having their fun with his shot. And then I looked at the highlight in the palm of my hand, and I was expecting it to look like, you know, Spice Adams.
Yeah.
Based on the way it was being talked about on Twitter.
Yeah,
you would have thought he shot from beyond
right. Mid-court.
Honestly, I
you know, in one of those type dreadful side of the backboard deals, I had no problem with the shot.
No.
You know, so that's my opinion on this. And I know everybody's going to be all over Anthony Davis for the next 2 days because.
Did he play last night?
I know that.
That kind of makes sense.
I get it.
See,
I get it.
But look, they got the split. That's what they wanted.
If I had told you. What if I told you back when Darvin Ham took the job and everyone's like, yeah, okay. What if I told you. When after Darvin Ham took the job and said, Russ, he's going to stay put. We're going to work it out with him. And what if I told you through all of that? What if I told you as LeBron went down for injury, just as they had traded all of what they had for new parts? What if I told you that the Lakers would return home in the second round of the playoffs, having home court advantage in an essential best of five?
What are you smoking, bro? Give me some.
Thank you, Coach Arians. Right.
Yeah. Accurate.
So, I have no problem with that. Meanwhile, while I was gone, Lamar Jackson signed his contract.
Hey. Yeah. Good for him.
Lamar Jackson signed his contract with the Baltimore Ravens. So hours before the draft, they strike a deal. The following Thursday, he signs a deal. And it is a done deal. It is, in fact, in many ways, the richest contract ever awarded anybody in the history of the National Football League.
He still doesn't look happy.
Well, I'm sure he is.
What do you want him to do? Be smiling, like grinning with his teeth? Or
I would.
Two things.
The video he posted last week, too, he was just kind of like, hey, have some hype, man.
But when these things happen, okay, when these deals get signed, I mean, there's a bridge and there's all the water that we've been talking about for the previous 6 to 8 weeks or many months, however months these things play out.
It's water under
gone,
the bridge.
Gone.
Now.
Gone. History. Because he is there. It is as if the Ravens didn't allow him to go seek a new partner and he wasn't willing to do so. This was Lamar Jackson at his press conference on Thursday talking about his new deal with the team. That in early March, he said he didn't want to play for anymore.
I really didn't care for other teams, really. I just really wanted to get something down here. I wanted to be here. It was like, man, okay, other teams cool, but I want to be a Raven. Like I said something 2018, you know, I think it was April 26th, if I'm not mistaken. And I meant that, you know, I'm standing on that until I get it done. So I really wanted to get this done before anything, before my time up and branch off somewhere else. You know, I really want to finish my career here and win the Super Bowl here.
So, because he did tell Deion Sanders when he was drafted on that draft stage in Dallas, when Deion was doing the interviewing for NFL Network's draft coverage, And he told Dion, I'm going to win a Super Bowl in Baltimore, and he intends to do it. And I know how I set up the soundbite. It sounds like I'm taking a dig at him, but I can confirm in my times of being in contract negotiations, because again, I am comparing myself as the Lamar Jackson of sports broadcasting right now.
Well, since you're the QB of this team.
I appreciate that. Yeah. And so I will just say this, that while I was in 20 years ago this month, I was deep in chats with ESPN, desperate to stay put. And the number of times that they were telling me no, 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 I thought to myself, I want to get the hell out of here. Because they clearly don't believe in me. They clearly don't understand my value. They clearly don't understand this, that, the other thing. But, and everything has worked out swimmingly. I'm sitting here with you guys 20 years later.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. With NFL Network 20 years later, that I still would have stayed put if they put the right deal in front of me. So, yeah, they went through the ugly side of the business. And now they're through it. So he can't sit there and say, I've always wanted to stay here. But if the Colts didn't get, let's just say, you see that video? Do you see that video of the Indianapolis Colts?
In the war room?
Yes.
Yes.
Where Chris Ballard heard that the Cardinals had traded their pick.
And he was like,
uh-oh. And then they found out, oh, it's for a team that just drafted a quarterback. Oof. Great, we're going to get Anthony Richardson after all.
Yeah.
Let's just say Lamar hadn't signed his contract earlier that day, agreed to terms earlier that day, and the Colts had gone through the draft without him being on their team because somebody else traded up. Let's just say it would be the Titans that traded up to 3 overall from 11 to take Anthony Richardson. Would they have drafted Will Levis fourth? What if they'd gone through the draft without any quarterbacks? Guess who might have been on the phone with an offer sheet for Lamar Jackson? Now, two things. They didn't go into the draft with this being a complete unknown, the Ravens and Lamar, because I think they both wanted a deal. Mm-hmm. And number two, the Ravens absolutely would have had the Colts sign this guy to an offer sheet, in my opinion, if they'd gone through the draft without getting one. But the real thing that that I'm jumping out at right now, not to just belabor a point about how laborious contract negotiations can be and now water's completely under the bridge. Now that it is under the bridge, and Lamar says he'll throw for 6,000 yards, he loves Odell and he loves Zay Flowers. I mean, the Odell and the contract were the bouquet and Zay is the flowers. And you've got Bateman and the new coordinator and that stellar defense. Bottom line is Lamar in this offense, just if Lamar in this offense gives that defense 21 a game, 24 a game, 28 a game, oh my goodness gracious. Because that's the point here, is this is a deep conference. I've been at this, as I mentioned, 20 years I've been at this. You tell me when you've ever seen a conference stacked with quarterbacks like this one. There's only 6 quarterbacks in the AFC who are going to make the playoffs this year. 6. And let's just assume Allen, Burrow,
7.
And Mahomes. 7, pardon me. Yeah, right. Allen, Burrow, and Mahomes are going to be 3 of them.
Yep.
Because they've been the 3 of the final 4 2 years in a row.
Yep.
Allen, Burrow, Mahomes, let's take them. That means 4 will have to come from Tua, Aaron Rodgers, Deshaun Watson, Lamar.
Herbert, Trevor Lawrence.
Yep.
Russell Wilson.
Yep.
Jimmy G.
Yep. Could throw Kenny Pickett in there because I like the Steelers. Just keep throwing them in there.
Pickett, Mac Jones.
And Ryan Tannehill and all the other
rookies.
That's it. That's the AFC.
Yep. Stacked.
Somebody is going to go home from that group.
Oh, well, more than half.
Won't make it. And to have a seat at this table, I'm sorry if we left Mac Jones out.
I said it.
Okay. To have a seat at this table, you got to have somebody like Lamar. And to have somebody like Lamar, you got to pay for Lamar. And that's one last thing I want to say here while I'm poking in your direction a little bit, Chris. How great does that Daniel Jones deal look right now? I just said those words. How great does it look right now?
Not as good as
dude,
the Patrick Mahomes deal.
$40 million a year.
But they didn't have to. I mean, whatever. I'm not.
They had to. Otherwise, they would have lost him. Take a look at.
Who would have taken him?
Brother? I don't know. Any of these other teams that were interested in a rookie?
I don't know.
Potentially?
But okay. That's fine. Again, my point will be proven when the season plays out.
You need to have somebody who can be a difference maker, as I just said. If you're in the AFC, you better have an elite guy that's calling the signals, that is not only generationally talented physically, but neck up can figure out what you're trying to throw in his direction pre-snap. Allen, Mahomes, Burrow, they're essentially going to make it. And then you've got Russell, Herbert, Rodgers, and Lamar. That's your sort of other guys that you think are going to make it.
I actually think Deshaun Watson's better than Russell Wilson.
Watson. Russell Wilson.
Trevor Lawrence. Won the division last year.
Yeah. You better have those guys. In the NFC, you got Hurts. You got Dak. Kirk Cousins, Jared Goff.
Sure.
Okay. The NFC South, last year Baker Mayfield started week one for Carolina. He's going to start week one for Tampa. I need to ask that of NFL Network Research last time somebody started a week one for two different teams in back-to-back years in the same division. That's a rarity.
That's never happened.
Correct.
Sure.
Derek Carr is a newbie in New Orleans. Desmond Ritter's the guy. Geno Smith is a comeback player of the year, not because of injury, from the bench. Kyler Murray's hurt. Matthew Stafford's coming off of a lost, injured year.
Yep.
Who the heck knows who the San Francisco 49ers are going to start?
Sam Darnold.
Okay. Justin Fields, he survived the draft season.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He's really talented for sure.
Yep.
Jordan Love. The Packers signed him to an extension, but one that hedges this entire gambit. They're willing to give Aaron Rodgers up.
Whoever the Washington quarterback
Correct.
Is.
Correct. So Daniel Jones for $40 million a year. Put it in that perspective. That is a very nice deal.
Pretty long list of qualifiers.
Brother, I understand, but it's their neighborhood. It's their location. And $40 million a year, when you're giving $52 million out, $51 million out, and how many playoff games has Lamar won in his career?
Same as Daniel Jones.
Correct. So. Who can run it and throw it, too? Daniel Jones can.
Well, Daniel Jones is statistically the fastest quarterback in the league.
I'm just saying all of this stuff.
TJ.
I'm not going to get in this argument again with you.
So when I see Lamar say... I never wanted to leave. I can believe him, but he would have taken the exit visa if handed to him.
Oh, 100%.
Just to have a hammer. And then I guess also they needed him to have a seat at this table, and they may still not even make the playoffs because of just how incredibly difficult things are in that conference. Because the Jets too, brother, you give that defense 21, 24, 28 a game. They're making the playoffs if they stay healthy, obviously. And then the Daniel Jones contract looks great. And then one last thing on Lamar. Hey, he and his mom know how to negotiate.
Yeah.
Look at the proof in the pudding, man. The pudding looks pretty amazing. You take a look at his contract, first 3 years of guaranteed money, no trade clause, no tag. Just a straight cash.
Homie.
So it worked out.
Yeah, he took a lot of crap, man. But
worked out.
It helped that Jalen Hurts signed basically
it's
the
absolutely
same deal.
The template, as we pointed out when that contract hit. It was absolutely, there's the contract, there's the deal. And they made it. But it worked out, and it certainly worked out that they also knew the Ravens really wanted him.
Yeah.
So he should basically find someone who loves you as much as the Ravens love Lamar Jackson, because all the whispers and all the rumors and all the stuff that happened that went down last year with his knee or not, why he was there or not, his eating habits or not, all of the things that you hear, all the things I heard at the Combine, all the things I heard at the Super Bowl, all the things that I heard never came from the Ravens' mouth ever, and it never really made it into a microphone. Even when he hit send on a tweet saying, I want out, just as his coach's ass was hitting a chair in a nationally televised or a national media gathering. All of that. Find someone in your life who loves you the way the Ravens love Lamar Jackson, and then we'll see how it goes.
Rich, Donovan McNabb, 2009-2010, started for Philly, next year, Washington.
There you go. It's a rarity. Baker Mayfield's going to do it in the NFC South. As Daniel Jones is slowly climbing the ladder of OG of NFC quarterbacks. Tenured quarterbacks in the NFC. He's got to be top five now. He's got to be.
In the NFC?
Yeah, with your team, starting for your team, longer than Hurts.
I think Dak is the Dak's the number one right now in the NFC, if I'm not mistaken.
It could be Kirk Cousins, too, in Minnesota. It's close, isn't it? Now that Rodgers is gone from Green Bay.
Let me check here.
Let's take a break. I have a top five list.
Hey.
I have a top five list of top five greatest mysteries post-draft in the NFL. This is going to be fun. We also have on this program Mona Shelburne talking about the NBA playoffs. Jessica Alba talking about her night at the NBA playoffs with the Jets.
Amazing.
And Alan Hughes talk about a great conversation. He's going to join us to talk about the docu-series that he is currently directing for FX called Dear Mama on Tupac Shakur and his wife. I mean, his mom, pardon me. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. 844-204-RICH. Number to dial. Back here on this Friday, Kentucky Derby weekend Friday. Let's talk Sleep Number, people, because quality sleep is so essential. That's why the Sleep Number smart bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, and the same thing for your partner, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side, helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature, quiets your snores or your partner's? Sleep Number does that. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. 10 numbers apart, but it truly is the world of difference. The Sleep Number sleep that you get is unbelievable. You will love it. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now you could save 50%. That's 50%. On the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. It's that time of year, people. Spring has sprung, and that means spring cleaning, or at least the partner in your life is demanding that you do it. Whether that means stocking up on cleaning supplies or swapping out your winter clothes for new spring clothes, make sure you're using Ibotta and get real cash back with every purchase. Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items from groceries to beauty supplies to toys. The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. That could cover the cost of an entire shopping trip, that flight you've been eyeing, or the fancy dinner you've been craving. Join the over 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers. And right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 for just trying Ibotta by using the code EISEN when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use my code EISEN. That's IBOTTA in the Google Play or App Store and use my code EISEN. Back online with our Rich Eisen Show live stream on the Roku channel. I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger is the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. So how was the byplay here after the Sixers and Harden did his thing in game one? How did things go the next day here?
You know what's funny? We actually didn't talk about it that much.
Why?
We just didn't. I also think we were kind of in a state of shock.
A little bit. Plus, I didn't feel that well, like I was telling you on. Yeah. So I didn't really have it in me to trash talk him.
Uh-huh.
I just knew we got that one game. That was probably all we were going to get anyway.
Why
so.
Would you say that?
Just because that's how it works.
I was kicking myself.
Because you saw how game two played out.
No. I was kicking myself because I should have seen that one coming. That the way through for the Sixers was Harden finally buckling down solo for the Sixers.
Mm-hmm.
Like in a generational game for him. Like old school Harden. Take it over. James Harden.
Houston Harden.
Get it done. Houston Harden. You know, off the bench, Oklahoma City Harden. You know, Harden becoming the man Harden. And then did you see he was saying, we're not done, coming off the court, working out. Did you see him working out after the game? Did you see him still in his uniform? They put out that video of him, you know, stretching on the floor and then lifting with one arm. And I'm like, whoa, James Harden. After a 45 piece in Boston, working out, saying we're not done, focused, locked in, lifting weights. Now, of course, I'm not around all the time. Maybe he's been doing that all along. Are we in the safe assumption territory?
My man wants a $200 million contract.
Also, he didn't just start lifting
That night.
So,
no,
yeah,
sure.
I would say that, yeah. But remember, we watched him preseason, Chris. We saw videos of him because your thing was someone he needs to get on the Tom Brady plan before the season. And we saw videos of him working out. So it was like, all right, this guy's really taking this seriously. And
but he also was able to lose 10 pounds out of spite after getting traded, right? Overnight?
Well,
He went to Brooklyn.
Yeah.
He looked rail thin overnight.
Night and day. Also, report that he spent a couple of days in Vegas.
Last week. Yeah, after the Brooklyn series.
Because they had, you know, what, 10, 12 days off?
All right.
Went to Vegas for a couple.
Yeah. It wasn't even a report. We saw a video.
Got it in.
He was there.
Got it in.
Whatever you got to do to get your mind right.
So you didn't talk about it.
Hey.
That's odd.
Didn't talk about it much. There was other stuff going on.
All right. So series is
even.
Even.
Even Steven. Embiid didn't look great. I thought it was kind of actually a benefit to Boston that he came back in the game. You knew he was going to be a little rusty. You knew he wasn't going to be moving as fast. The desire to get him involved,
yes,
kind of sucked out the Harden air.
And why are the Knicks and Heat not playing tonight?
I know. Days off.
That doesn't make sense.
I mean, you knew the series was going to be in Madison Square Garden. By the way, Billy Joel's at the Garden tonight.
Well, maybe that's why. Maybe they didn't want to move the concert.
No, the game's in Miami. So it doesn't matter.
Oh. They had to give Miami fans enough notice to get to the game.
Wow. Look at this guy. Look at this guy right there.
Also, I think Formula One's in Miami, so there's a lot going on down
there.
Oh,
okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Well, I mean, lots was going on in New York. Knicks Heat, Roku New Front.
Two big events.
Put those two things together, and Jessica Alba winds up on Celebrity Row with Sauce Gardner and Aaron Rodgers.
You want to talk about this right now?
So we're joining us in 29 minutes to discuss it.
I don't think we should be shaming Sauce for this.
Who's shaming Sauce?
I'm just saying online. It's like, oh, does he not know who just got? Why would he? Why would he know who she is?
I know. I understand that.
Yeah.
I mean, that was your argument. You know, we had a nice little thing yesterday about this. But like, you're like, why would he know? But like, you knew actors and actresses who were working before you were of age. So, you know.
I mean, I mean, maybe, but...
He's seen her, just to be clear, he's seen her in movies before, but I never looked on Google to see what her real name is.
He's half her age.
Listen,
guys. So, you know, it's fine.
You know what Sauce is? Everybody, let me just say this to anybody who's on Sauce Gardner for this. Sauce, everybody lay off Sauce. You understand that?
Lay off Sauce.
Lay off
Sauce. That's good advice just in general.
Sauce. No. Not
all the time.
Sauce. I'm removing the.
Oh, not the Sauce.
Okay. Lay off him.
That way he's talking to you.
Because all he's doing is grinding and becoming better every day and changing the course of my life. All right? And that's all he's focused on.
I agree.
And he's hanging out with Al the Jeweler in New Jersey to get his ice proper. So he can show up
dripping
to Madison Square Garden dripping with Aaron.
Came through dripping.
Okay.
Hey.
So everybody who's on Sauce for not knowing who Jessica Alba is needs to back off and correct themselves. And I'm sure she doesn't mind at all. Her life is just fine. Okay?
She's doing
great.
Right? Her life is not altered by anybody criticizing Sauce for not knowing her. Mine is. Okay, everybody back off this kid.
Yeah, look,
let him let the bromance between him and Aaron Rodgers let fly. Let it go. It is just like set it free. It is so great to see.
You're loving this.
I am indeed. The bromance between, because at this point, what, 8 months ago was it? I think, or 7 months ago? He had a cheese head on in Lambeau Field.
Oh, yeah.
And the way that Aaron Rodgers is sitting right there in Madison Square Garden is exactly how he was sitting with Quinnen Williams in his lap. And it wasn't great. And Sauce, in the only time he's ever went ahead and done anything that could be construed as disrespectful, putting that cheese head on. But as we all know, the cheese head that he had on in Lambeau Field mocking the Packers fans, he, Garrett Wilson, and Breece Hall sacrificed in his backyard.
To get their guy.
To get Aaron Rodgers. He sacrificed a plastic piece of cheese to speak into existence this moment in Madison Square Garden. Without that sacrifice, maybe he doesn't meet Jessica Alba and she's not on today's show. So everybody back off.
Exactly. You know, people his age, Chris, you know, we were watching movies and TV shows and pop culture to plan for our future doing this. Yep. Sauce was lifting weights, reading defenses in the gym to plan for his future.
Detroit,
so you can't get mad that he doesn't know that she was dancing for money like honey. You know, like you can't get mad.
Right.
You can't get mad about
that. Let me ask you, is it a little concerning, just saying, Garrett Wilson nowhere to be seen. Breece Hall's going to the games.
So what?
Jerry Ferrara's going to the games. Is he a Jets fan now? Is he abandoning the giant big blue?
So what?
Sauce is at the game. Where's Garrett Wilson?
Dude.
Is he on the outs with Rodgers?
Just because.
Mance is already looking to drive
just
a wedge
because.
There.
Is he on the outs?
No.
Where is he?
Hold on, I got
Why
this.
Isn't he courtside? Why isn't he ice side?
Just because Christian Gonzalez and whichever Sac State guy that Bill drafted, you never heard of, isn't hanging out with Mac Jones in the first row at TD Garden.
Juju and Gesicki are
okay.
You know what? They're in the playbook.
Great.
They're in the locker room. They're in the weight room. They're
Juju
getting ready for the
and
season.
Gesicki.
You guys are at courtside living it
Jones
up.
Mac Jones aren't, you know.
Roger's saying he's only going to go to half of OTAs.
They're not hanging out watching the Celtics blow it
this
against the Sixers
awesome.
In
All
game one.
Long. Same intensity.
In game one.
Same intensity.
Listening to the padded soundtrack, blaring or whatever the hell that song is that everybody
shipping
plays
out to Boston.
Yeah, it's just okay. Yeah. All of that. Just because you're not seeing that and we're seeing Aaron Rodgers.
We're in the lab putting in the work.
I'm sure.
Juju said he should get a college degree for
so
Bob's new offense.
What if Garrett Wilson's putting in the work? What if he's putting in the work? Did you hear, by the way, Rodgers said that, you know, he used to have a number 17 who's the greatest who's ever done it, and this 17 is very special too? This is great. The bromance has begun, and
it's begun so much you can't get his number to call him to invite him to the game.
All good.
Wait a minute. No,
this guy.
Now you're like,
it's okay. No, stop. So don't feed into it. Do not feed this animal. It's a sign at the Rich Eisen Show Zoo. Do not feed the animals.
Yeah, because
don't
he just contradicted.
Don't feed it.
No, I didn't.
The two words I've been saying to you for weeks: same intensity. Bring it. We will find out 1 week from today. We'll be on the Rich Eisen Show
schedule.
On May 12th, and I will have in my hands the actual schedule. Mm-hmm. I will have the actual dates on which the intensity needs to be the same, required to be the same. Nay, I demand. We will have the dates 1 week from today.
Let's go.
On which the intensity must be the same. And I can only hope, just for this sake. Mm-hmm. And I say this fully knowing, you know how I feel about Bill Belichick. You know how I feel about the Krafts. You know how I feel about, I've been their host, their kickoff dinner host multiple times. You know how I feel about them.
Yeah.
That all gets put aside because of this right here. What we got going on, we will know the dates, and I hope it will be nationally televised. I want the revolution nationally televised. The Jets will only have six, and you know they will have every last one of them filled.
We know
their dance card will be filled. No. We don't need to go down that road either. We know it'll be Mahomes. We know it'll be Dallas. We know it'll be Buffalo. We know it.
Yeah.
We know it. We'll know it. One of them will be Philadelphia. The toughest games.
Yeah,
the toughest games will be televised. And then we'll compare how many of the same games, because the Jets and the Patriots have virtually the same
schedule.
Yeah. We'll find out how many your team has been deemed to have nationally televised. It's okay.
I want everyone sleeping on us.
Sounds great.
Great.
We'll see
who has a better
record. I don't know why Garrett Wilson wasn't at these games. He might have been otherwise occupied. It doesn't matter.
Maybe he's not in New York.
Doesn't matter. Because this guy's talking about Juju and Gesicki in the gym, and I'm talking about Rodgers and Sauce in the gym, known as Madison Square Garden, chopping it up with Jessica Alba.
Priorities.
And I know that won't mean a damn thing when toe meets ball in September, but for me, everybody, this team has been getting its ass kicked. Nobody talks about them. I'm loving it. Let me just put it this way. The New York Jets and the New York Knicks, two of my favorite teams, but two of the most moribund, look it up, franchises.
Big word alert.
Two of the most moribund franchises in sports of the last, 15, 20 years?
Of a thing in terminal decline.
Thank you.
Lacking vitality
Thank
or
you.
Vigor.
Thank you. Yeah. The New York Jets and the New York Knicks combined to get Jessica Alba trending on Twitter. End of story. That's called buzz.
You also combined it's haven't won
buzz.
A title in 100 years.
It's called buzz. And for me, right now, on May the 5th, Cinco de Mayo.
May the 5th be with you.
It counts for something. Back off, same intensity. We'll take a break. I had no idea we were going down that wormhole. I've got a top five list. Top five greatest mysteries post-draft about the upcoming NFL season. 844-204-RICH, number to dial with Jessica Alba and Ramona Shelburne back-to-back, still to come. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people, or as you might know from their jingle, O'Reilly Auto Parts. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. Because you know when you need your car fixed, you need somebody who knows what they're talking about and is helpful, has a smile on their face, and gets you back on the road. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you just find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you will find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts knowledgeable, helpful, and the best of all, friendly. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's OReillyAuto.com/Eisen.
Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about how to think.
Paula, while certainly you can mess up on $1 million a year, it is far less likely than it is on $30,000 a year.
Right.
I would meet wonderful people that were struggling with a budget that was super tight. It was 100%. You need to make more money.
Make smarter choices and build a better life.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
Rich Eisen Show, 844-204-RICH, number to dial here on the program. Okay, I've got a top five list, as I've been promising.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5?
Because the NFL draft is over.
Over.
Talent evaluation portion of our calendar is over. Free agency's over. Combine's over. Free agency's over. Obviously, there are still free agents. Mm-hmm. And so there are not as many mysteries now that Rodgers is a Jet and Lamar's been signed. I mean, that's all we've been talking about, right, other than the draft, right?
I know, right.
So what are the biggest mysteries now that this is all complete? I need NFL Films music for the top five biggest NFL mysteries post-NFL draft. Number five on the list. We're not talking about this team. We didn't talk about their draft. And we're talking about Lamar and Aaron joining this conference that already has Mahomes and Allen and Burrow and Russ has got a new coach. All right. Number five on the list, the Deshaun Watson Browns. You tell me, right? You tell me what the Browns are going to look like with Watson having a full offseason, a full training camp, and a full-on Cleveland Browns behind the Deshaun Watson train effort. What's this going to look like? And you talk to any Cleveland Brown fan. You talk to any Cleveland Brown fan, and they absolutely wanted the defensive coordinator replaced. Joe Woods, who came in with Kevin Stefanski in 2020. It's Jim Schwartz now coordinating the defense.
Schwartz.
Nobody talking about what this Browns team is going to look like because we're focused, obviously, on the Burrow Bengals. And I talked about the Steelers having the second best draft of the draft. And then, obviously, there's Lamar. So put it all together. What in the world are the Cleveland Browns going to look like?
Let me just rattle off some of their offense.
Please.
You know, we got Watson, Nick Chubb, one of the best backs in the league. Amari Cooper, Elijah Moore, Donovan Peoples-Jones, David Bell is there, Marquise Goodwin, David Njoku. They got a great offensive line. Oh, yeah, Myles Garrett is still there.
We also don't even talk about who they drafted.
Yeah.
So.
I think people are maybe still afraid to invoke the name Deshaun Watson right now in the media, so maybe that's why they're not getting in.
Number five on the list. Biggest NFL mystery post-draft is the Deshaun Watson Browns. Number four is who's going to win the NFC South. This is a wide-open division that has a rookie, number one overall pick, a second-year player who's essentially getting his first full year of starting in the NFL in Desmond Ridder. Baker Mayfield, last year's Carolina starter week one, is going to be Tampa starter week one, we assume. And then there's Derek Carr, Saints. Again, you tell me. Who's your favorite in that division?
Lean Saints?
Chris, I literally forgot Carr was the Saints quarterback until that picture popped up. I mean, that's right.
Don't forget, the Jets told him he was going to make the Hall of Fame if he became the Jets quarterback before he realized what the Jets were putting down, which is, you know.
Smokescreen?
No, Woody Johnson's jet in Malibu to go take Rodgers to dinner.
Malibu?
So, honestly, you tell me. NFC South is a total mystery.
It's wide open.
And you can't say the Panthers can't win it. They've got a we'll see what Bryce Young looks like as a first overall quarterback. He can come out of the box fresh with a team that's got Miles Sanders and now Adam Thielen's part of this offense. The defense is Brian Burns, Frank Reich. How many wins do you think he might be worth? If DJ Moore kept his helmet on last year in Atlanta, they might have won the division.
That's a good point.
So, number three on this list, biggest NFL mystery post-NFL draft, the Sean Payton Broncos. I told y'all coming out of the Super Bowl that this was going to be the offseason story that nobody's going to be talking about, but it fascinated me. What in the world? They picked up Jerry Jeudy's fifth-year option. Remember there was even conversation that he was tradable on the block?
Yeah,
that'd have been a mistake.
What in the world is this team going to look like?
I think they're going to be good.
Because obviously. I am treading lightly, to use the Breaking Bad phrase, because I broke bad on Chiefs Kingdom last year.
I understand.
You know, Russ is, by the way, Russ is toast, according to 90% of the NFL fan base.
Uh-huh.
And I might be underestimating that percentage, too. Let's see. Let's see how toast Russ is.
But if you take the wild card teams, Rich, last year.
Yes.
Okay, Chargers, Ravens, Dolphins. Can the Broncos upend one of those guys?
Why not?
Why not, right?
Why couldn't they? Absolutely. Absolutely. Number two on this list, biggest NFL mystery post-NFL draft. The Ravens offense. I don't know. A, you know what it's not going to look like? Three tight ends. Two of them you've never heard of.
Last year.
At a fullback. That could still be a fullback. And, you know, and no deep passing game of which to speak.
Yeah, that's gone.
Todd Monken is coming in from the University of Georgia, former NFL offensive coordinator as well. The Greg Roman, I mean, in the same way that I think Browns fans wanted Joe Woods out as a defensive coordinator, a lot of Ravens fans were like, okay, Greg Roman, we get it. Great job, you know, all those years in the early parts of Lamar's tenure. Thank you for helping us transition mid-season from Joe Flacco to Lamar. thanks for all those years, and thanks for the memories. I don't know what this offense is going to look like. Can you imagine? Because Lamar said he can throw for 6,000 yards in this offense. Everyone's like, okay. 6,000 yards, obviously. That's a lot. A lot of yards.
That's a lot.
But 5,000? 4,500? Don't laugh. I don't know. You don't know what it's going to look like. I don't know what it's going to look like. That's why it's mystery number two. Yeah. And then number one, it's a no-brainer. It is a no-brainer. The biggest mystery post-NFL draft is the Aaron Rodgers New York Jets. Oh, my gosh. Super Bowl or bust. Got to at least make a championship game because you don't know how long he's going to be as the quarterback of the Jets. Hey, folks, he ain't using this as a transfer portal, the Minnesota Vikings, like his predecessor. Okay, so.
Vikings transfer portal?
Yes. So I don't believe we could sit here and say it's a one-shot deal in New York, unless it's not. And then we could sit here and say it's going to take a long time for him to build chemistry, unless it won't.
He's going to show up more than 50% of OTAs.
I get it. I think we're going to see it all play out. The question is what happens if they do start 1-2, 2-3, 3-5? Will the RELAX stuff play in New York? Or let's be positive. How about like a 6-1 start, 7-1 start, 8-2 start? How about they come out of the box and they do look as good as a team that was young and dynamic last year? All they needed was more points. The Aaron Rodgers New York Jets is the number one mystery post NFL draft for me in the NFL.
You think we need one more?
Oh.
All right, we'll get one more.
And then, of course, you know, you're always wondering about fifth year options, right, of players being picked up. That deadline happened this week.
Yeah, Tuesday.
And then, of course, you're wondering about how does somebody need to play to get that option picked up, say, in the future, and how does that all play out in the fall? What about somebody who just had a breakout season? What will happen? And to me, that leads to the final mystery. Will Verizon pick up Einstein's fifth bar option? Let me tell you something, folks. Let me tell you something. We're not talking about him right now. We're not talking about Einstein anymore.
Come on.
The whole brilliant kaput.
Brilliant.
I think.
Kaput.
We'll find out this fall. Will they actually bring Einstein back and pick up his fifth bar option? So maybe he comes back this fall with great cell reception and his bicycle, and we find out where that's led him on his journey. That is a huge mystery that I believe is going to be front and center for all
that's
of
your
us.
Boy,
are you proud of yourself?
I'm so proud of myself.
Okay. That's your man right there.
You got to like it. Fifth bar option.
Brilliant!
They pick up his fifth bar option.
Where were you on the foot? Like, what part of the country were you over yesterday when you thought of that?
No. This is all done in New York.
Oh, wow.
You know, the thing is, if you were like a normal person and fast forwarded through the commercials, we never would have had all these.
This was also picked up in Kansas City, because I will mention this to you. I know you might accuse me of name dropping, but too bad. It's my life. Paul Rudd is fascinated, and that was his screensaver for months, with Paul Giamatti as Einstein.
Really?
Yes. And he may or may not have come up with the idea of a fifth bar option.
That weirdly doesn't surprise me.
Yes! Yes, sir.
Oh, man.
And scene.
I do have a legit question to ask you.
Jessica Alba will be joining us.
Hey,
can't wait to hear her perspective on what happened when Jessica met Sauce. That's a new movie. Maybe that'll be a Roku original.